couple of months. And if you guys do want to support the channel, please go to theaudacitynetwork.com. That's theaudacitynetwork.com. The link is in the description. Oh, cool. We are live. Let me make sure. Oh, this is so great. Oh, we did such a good job today. Okay. Good job. Let's do a round of applause for the star today. Good job, everybody. Okay, so today we are going to be talking about the athlete to broke from child support pipeline. So as you guys know, women love stealing men's money. Men do the hard thing in society. They build the roads. They maintain the buildings. They create income. They do all of the inventions. And what do women, what do we love doing? Stealing, taking the money from them. So the late and great Kevin Samuels made it a point to disqualify athletes and entertainers from the category of high value men. Now, this is because athletes do not earn their money in the same way as the people that built themselves up in corporate America or started their own business. Men that have had to take the long, hard road to earning their money tend to have better financial habits and a better overall viewpoint when it comes to spending, saving, investing, and just general life decisions. I mean, that's why you see all this crazy. I mean, you guys hear me talk about it all the time when you see YouTubers doing wild stuff. You're like, why would they do that? It's because, you know, fast money comes with fast problems. Now, most professional athletes are bad with money, and this is reflected in how many go broke during or after their career. What are the number one and two reasons why male athletes go broke? Can we guess, everybody? Guess in the chat. Alimony and child support. So athletes going broke is pretty much assumed at this point because it happens so often. For every Marshawn Lynch or Tom Brady that retire with millions and millions of dollars, there are 100 that are going broke because of child support. That's what today's show is going to be about. Athletes going broke from alimony and child support. In the past, the most common way for an athlete to go broke was marrying a woman when he's young without a prenup, and then 20 years later, the wife leaves him and takes half of his fortune. But times have changed. More often than not, you see football, basketball, and baseball players. See, there's a kid in here. I don't know if I can say it. Sleeping with a bunch of 304s, getting them pregnant and having kids all over the place. The number of professional athletes with children by multiple women is just getting out of control. So we're going to first show a New York Post article that shows how athletes are just losing everything. Okay, so you are barely out of your teens, and you have been signed to a multi-million dollar contract by a pro team. You can expect another 20 to 30 million in endorsement deals and are positioned to become a brand unto yourself. LeBron James, Brady, Kobe, Derek Jeter. And what's even more incredible is you find yourself in the scenario you would most likely end up dead broke, if not bankrupt and homeless by the time you're 40. Lots of players are having financial trouble, but they won't talk about it, says ex-NBA player Adonal Foyle, author of the book Winning the Money Game, Lessons Learned from the Financial Fouls of Pro Athletes. There's a lot of fear, Foyle says. Guys are vilified. They're waiting to see who goes into the lottery of going broke. Of course, it's not a lottery. It's not a lottery, a game of chance. Pro athletes go broke due to the constant series of bad decisions and seemingly no amount of cautionary tales from Tyson to Iverson to Holyfield to William the Refrigerator Perry can stop them. Lots of guys are having trouble, says Foyle, who also has a master's in sports psychology, but they won't talk about it. They think, I don't want to be one of those guys, and they're hiding it. The superstars who've taken themselves down is endless, and Foyle discusses most of them in his book, Mike Tyson, who tore through $300 million on multiple homes, cars, jewels, and pet tigers. In 2003, he filed for bankruptcy. Baseball great Carl Schilling made $112 million over 20 years, but he went so broke in 2013 that he begged the Baseball Hall of Fame to return his bloody sock from a famous pitching performance against the Yankees so that he could auction it off. It brought in more than $92,000. Wow. That's insane. Later that year, Schilling held an estate sale, hawking everything from the Hummer to the golf cart and a baby grand piano to old power chargers, used crutches, and unopened DVDs. "I sold all of that stuff to pay back the banks," he told the Boston Globe. "Instead of filing for bankruptcy and keeping it all, I sold it all. It sucks." The house went to listed for $3 million. It sold for $2.5 million, half of what Schilling paid for it in 2004. Evander Holyfield burned through his $230 million fortune on a 235-acre Utah estate, which has 109 rooms and included at least one monthly electric bill of $17,000. There was also a $550,000 loan he took out to pay landscaping, $200,000 in back taxes, plus alimony and child support for not one, not two, but three ex-wives and 11 children. Divorce and child support payments, FOIL writes, are the two things most athletes never anticipate. "Early in my career, I heard a league official say that once they retire, there's an 87% divorce rate among NBA players," he writes. "Although I haven't verified this number, based on what I've witnessed, it seems about right." And then there's the phenomenon of pro athletes fathering multiple children with multiple women, FOIL cites. "Where's Daddy?" The classic 1998 Sports Illustrated cover story that explored the phenomenon. Sean Kemp, then a forward on the Cleveland Cavaliers, had an on-court meltdown that year that was attributed to his stress over child support payments. At 28, he had seven children. By age 20, former NBA firebrand Latrell Sprewell had fathered three children by three different women. The article listed NBA stars from Patrick Ewing to Larry Bird to Scottie Pippen to Jason Kidd to Stephon Marbury to Isaiah Thomas as those child support making payments up. As those making child support payments on out-of-wedlock kids. "I'd say there might be more kids out of wedlock than there are players in the NBA," one top agent told the magazine. NBA star Jason Caffey, earnings $35 million over 8 years, filed for bankruptcy in 2007 after his arrest for non-payment of child support, which carries mandatory jail time. He has 10 children by 8 different women. "The only reason I filed for bankruptcy was to get these arrest warrants off of me," he told Press Register. Perhaps. It was also reported that Caffey's monthly income was just $7,000. "There are two financial obligations that can never be dismissed by bankruptcy: child support payments and taxes. The average football, baseball, or basketball player owes around $1 million in federal taxes each year," FOIL writes. The key word here is owes, because not everyone chooses to pay. But eventually the IRS does catch up with you. MLB All-Star Jose Canseco earned over $45 million over the course of his career. He filed for bankruptcy in 2012 in an article he wrote for Vice magazine. Canseco failed to see the big deal. "The issue is very simple. If you've got friends and family, the more money you make, the more you spend on them," he wrote. "So let's say you spend half your money on them and the rest on yourself and your cost of living. It may so happen that during all of that, you forget to pay your taxes." Additionally, pro athletes are subjected to what's known as the jock tax. All players with the NFL, NBA, MLB, and NHL have to file taxes in every single state in which they play during the fiscal year. "What frustrated me was seeing the amount of difficulty players were having in my sport," says FOIL, who spent 13 years in the NBA. "When I started talking to older NBA players and asking what landscape is in retirement, the answer shocked. When I started talking to older NBA players and asking what is the landscape in retirement, the answer shocked me. Far too many of them, he found, had not only failed to plan for their future, but lacked a basic understanding of money management. Almost none of us had come from wealthy families, Foyle writes. The vast majority of us do not even come from middle-class families. Instead, we sign multi-million dollar contracts as 20 years old with little or no financial knowledge. In a 2009 Sports Illustrated report, ex-NFL player Raheem Rocket Ismail described what it might look like to sit in a meeting about his financial future as a very young, naive athlete. I once had a meeting with JP Morgan, he said, and it was literally like listening to Charlie Brown's teacher. Almost never discussed, Foyle said, is the psychology of the poor athlete suddenly making it rich and the financial demands that family and friends will almost always place on him. When your parents come and ask you for money, or your entourage member, you know, you can say no, but at what cost? Parents will say, we raised you, we took care of you. Friends will say, I had your back. These people are attached to the athlete psychologically. Far more often than not, the pro athlete, no matter how famous and seemingly invincible, has no money in a 401k, no savings in case of a career-ending injury, no trusts held for a later date. After you've beaten up your body, instead of retiring in some semblance of peace, you're pitching pennies, Foyle says. In this regard, 11-time All-Star Allen Iverson is lucky. He blew through his $154 million NBA salary, spending a reported $360,000 a month on multiple mortgages, credit cards, jewelry, cars, and his 50-person entourage. And how do you have 50 friends? In 2012, 1 year after his retirement, his monthly income was just $62,500. Iverson recently told Charlie Rose that reports of his financial state were untrue. That may be because Reebok, the one company where Iverson had a lifetime endorsement deal, socked away $30 million in a trust for him. He cannot touch that money until 2030. And that was a decision made for him, but not by him. And as the case of Daryl Strawberry illustrates, that $30 million may not be safe. In 1985, when a then 19-year-old Strawberry signed with the Mets, he was given a $7.1 million contract with 10% put into an annuity with an annual interest rate of 5.1%. Today, the annuity will pay out nearly $2 million over the next two decades, except Strawberry won't be getting it because the IRS auctioned it off to recover more than the $500,000 he owes back in taxes. An anonymous bidder paid $1.3 million, securing himself $8,891.82 a month from the New York Mets until the year 2033. Foyle, who's now 40 years old, has always been an outlier. Like many pro athletes, he comes from a very poor background, raised largely by his grandparents on a small island in the Caribbean. He was scouted as a teenager and brought into the States, where he lived with a foster family in upstate New York. He has never seen a car before or ridden on an elevator. But his sudden wealth as a pro baller never destabilized him, and he credits his foster parents. His dad was an economist, and his mother was a professor of women's studies and sociology for his outlook on money. We had conversations about what's important in life and how to be a moral person, he says. By his junior year of college, he was drafted by Golden State, and after making a rookie salary for his first 3 years, he signed a 4-year, $16 million deal. Yet Foyle says he never looked at the money as reflective of his value as a person or a player. It's a tool to be deferred to work for him. I always looked at each contract like my last, he says. He talks about being the lone guy in the locker room to not buy a luxury vehicle. I didn't care what others thought of me when I drove a Toyota 4Runner my rookie year, he writes. It was all I could afford. He never had an entourage. Where are these people getting entourages? What makes an entourage? I'm just trying to understand how this works. So do these people have like friends that expect them to just pay for their life in order to hang around? I just can't imagine a world where I would think I would have to pay for you to exist. I need to know what this entourage is doing, but this is my two cents. Okay. He never had an entourage and didn't buy things that would only depreciate in value, like jewels, cars, designer clothes. He met with a financial planners often and saved his money in case he suffered a career-ending injury, which he did after 13 years in the league. By then, he knew what he wanted to do to help younger players plan for their future. Okay, so it's going to go through three infamous cases of athletes who lost it all. Vince Young, NFL career, drafted in the first round by the Tennessee Titans in 2006. He was named NFL Rookie of the Year. He earned $34 million over an eight-year career, plus $30 million in endorsement deals. Blew it on $5,000 a week at the Cheesecake Factory. What are you guys getting at Cheesecake Factory? Isn't that like not that expensive of a place? Where Young, he regularly treated eight teammates. Could they not afford the... I'm just thinking, because Cheesecake Factory, it's not it's not like Nobu. Okay, what? Also, he did the same thing at TGI Fridays, where he spent $6,000 in one sitting, buying out a Houston to Nashville Southwest Airlines flight in 2007, which sat 120 people so he could fly alone. According to Young's former financial advisor, he took out a high interest loan of at least $1 million during the 2007 NFL lockout to throw himself a birthday party, filed for bankruptcy in 2014. Okay, then we got Warren Sapp. Hall of Famer, played a total of 11 seasons for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Oakland Raiders. He retired in 2008. He earned $82 million from the NFL and was an on-air talent at the NFL Network from 2008 until this February, where he was fired after his arrest on the charges of soliciting prostitution and assault. That'll get you. Do you know what? I just want to know if the prostitutes were also charged in this. I just want to make sure it's even, okay? Okay, so blew it on a $7 million estate in Florida. So he blew his money on a $7 million estate in Florida. Holy crap. 240 pair of sneakers. That's like a new pair for every day of the year. A lion skin rug. A bad real estate deal, $45,000 a month in alimony, holy crap, and $15,000 a month in child support. Dang, how long was he married? In 2012, ex-wife Jamico filed a suit against Sapp claiming he was $728,000 behind in payments. He filed for bankruptcy in April of that year. All his personal belongings went up for auction in 2012, except his Super Bowl ring, which he claimed to have lost. Okay. Robert Swift. He was drafted at age 18 in 2004 by the Supersonics, 12th pick in the first round. Earnings estimated $10 million to $20 million over 4 years in the NBA. He tore his ACL in 2006 and was forced to retire in 2008. He blew it on a $1.4 million home in Sammamish, Washington, housing for his parents, two new SUVs for his parents, and a new truck for himself, parties, tattoos, and booze. He was forcibly evicted from his foreclosed home in 2013, and he left behind guns, live ammo, trash, feces, broken down cars in the driveway, and unopened scholarship offers. He is now believed to be living with his parents. Oh, what an L. And this is the thing, when people get money fast, right, and they don't go through the character development, you know, the struggle, the toil, it just makes them kind of bad people. And working in media, you meet a lot of 18-year-olds, and some of them are super bright. Like, some of them just worked their ass off and they're like killing it at like 20 years old, and you kind of wonder, like, it makes you reflective, and you're like, when I was 20, I was like shotgunning a beer, you know what I mean? But then you also get the people that just get money fast and they blow it. And they just blow it in the dumbest way. It's in the dumbest ways. Okay, so this next article, there's 15 athletes that have with more kids than they can afford. So the first one they go through is And you guys have to forgive me. I don't watch sports, so I'm going to pronounce some of these names wrong. It just is what it is. I follow the child support, not the sports. So Marshall Faulk is a Hall of Fame running back. He is the only player in the history of the NFL to amass 12,000 yards rushing and 6,000 yards receiving. He was a three-time winner of the Offensive Player of the Year and won the league's MVP award in 2000. Unfortunately, he hasn't quite had the same success when it came to the ladies. Sure, he did father six different children with four different women, but he hasn't exactly had fairy tale relationships with any of those women. His former girlfriend, Helen Dunne, who was the mother of three of his children, accused him of domestic violence, but he was acquitted of these charges. He also has a son with the former wife of NBA player Derek Fisher and was married to a woman named Lindsay Stout for 8 years before the two got a divorce. At one point, it was reported that he was paying as much as $15,000 a month in child support payments. Next, we got Ray Lewis. He was a future first ballot Hall of Fame linebacker. Ray Lewis considers himself a devout Christian, but we're not 100% sure if that applies to the fact that he had six children with four different women. I mean, it happens, you know. Sometimes it's like the first wife doesn't work out, the second side chick doesn't work out, the third, I mean, now he's at four, you know. I guess that just happens. Shortly after his NFL career began, he began paying $3,800 a month in to the mother of his first two children, who he met at the University of Miami. In January of 1998, Lewis was forced to pay $29,700 a month in back payments, plus $2,700 a month to a woman he had fathered his daughter with. While he was rehabbing from a torn tricep injury during his final year in the NFL in 2012, he had to deal with the fact that one of the mothers of those children were trying to hire a forensic investigator to snoop through his finances in order to up the amount of child support he was receiving. I mean, I just want to know, how much does it cost to raise kids? Can you guys tell me in the chat? I just can't imagine a world where you need $30,000 a month to raise a child. Where I'm going to check the chat really quick. And I just want to get you guys' thoughts. Like what? Because I could understand $1,000, $2,000, but we're getting to $30,000 a month. This is just getting insane. All right, I'm going to list the rest of the people this article goes through. So Vladimir Guerrero, a Major League Baseball player, who is on the hook for $25,000 a month in child support. Janoris Jenkins, it says he has to pay $4,000 a month in child support to four different women. And, okay, then we got Chad Johnson, and he's on the hook for $6,000 a month in child support to how many women? Let me scan this. He's behind $38,000 in child support payments, and he's required to pay $6,000 per month in child support, $72,000 per year, plus another $1,000 a month. The latter would go to the child's college fund. Johnson stated that he was unable to pay those bills. Evander Holyfield, he, in 2012, the Georgia Department of Human Services threatened former boxing heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield with potential jail time if he didn't make good on the $372,000 he owed the mother of his 18-year-old daughter. The mother claimed that the father never paid a dime of child support, but he was legally required to pay beginning 2 years prior. To make matters worse, after all of the court fees were tabulated in this case, it brought the amount to just under $564,000 in child support. The thing is, these payments are for just one woman he fathered a daughter with. Holyfield actually fathered 11 children with 8 different women, including the woman who gave birth to Imani. Well, we don't know how much more money he's paying to these other women, but based on this one, it might be quite the sum. That's a big reason he didn't officially retire from boxing until he was almost 50 years old. Okay, so then we have Tyreek Hill. Now, Tyreek Hill, NFL star Tyreek Hill, hints he has 10 kids in a new interview and insists he takes care of them all. But the $120 million Miami Dolphins man, 30, admits it's a distraction when they go to see him play football. Tyreek Hill has appeared to confirm that he has as many as 10 children in a new interview reflecting on his journey on top of the NFL. The 30-year-old Miami Dolphins wide receiver, considered by many to be the fastest player in the NFL, faced 2 paternity suits last year, while a third woman told DailyMail.com that she had a child with him. Hill also has 3 children from a previous relationship with ex-fiancée Crystal Espinal, meaning he has up to 6 children with 4 women. But in a new interview on the Million Dollars Worth of Game YouTube channel, he didn't deny claims that the overall number is much higher. Hill was asked by one of the hosts, "You play offense, but off the field, you're an all-time leading tackler. You've got 10 kids. You're just a family man." Hill bowed his head, and while he didn't confirm that figure, he didn't reject the number 10 either, causing the hosts, rapper Gilly Da King and influencer Wallow267 to burst out laughing. Okay, so I guess this is one of his baby mamas. Seems like they got a good thing going. There's another kid. Here's some of the other baby mothers. I guess he doesn't really have a type. He's got a black girl there, a Latina there, a white girl. That man does not discriminate. Hill, who has a couple of songs, a couple of his sons playing in the background throughout the interview, says, "Yeah, man, I grew up in the South, man. You see what it is. You see my boys running around here. It don't matter how many kids I got. A lot of people won't be able to say Tyreek don't take care of his kids, though." I think that's the biggest thing. I wish all of them would have been here. All of my kids love coming to the game and stuff like that. Sometimes it can be hard for me to mentally lock in because I've got daughters too. You know how daughters can be. They want to be daddy's girl. They want to be held and stuff like that. Sometimes it is tough, but at the same time, I've got to be aware I've still got a job to do. But I've got to be a father to my kids in this small moment. I've got them here. It's a lot. Hill has played for the Miami Dolphins since 2022 in a trade from Kansas City Chiefs for a deal for a total of $120 million and $30 million each year. All right, put a 1 in the chat if you think he's going to go broke. Put a 2 in the chat if you think he's going to make it. In March, Hill accused his effing bonehead lawyers of filing for divorce on his behalf without his permission 76 days after the couple got married. You know what's so crazy? Women are still signing up for this. Do you guys think that he has a shortage of women wanting to be baby mama number 11? Do you think he has like women just saying, no, I am totally above this? Look at it. There's another one. Okay, so I mean, this just goes through this guy's getting everyone pregnant. I mean, you guys get the idea. He's getting everyone pregnant. I hope he's not a statistic, but if I had to bet money, that's kind of the way I would see it going. Okay, so now we're going to watch a video. This video is by Spencer Cornelia. And he's going to talk about how and why NBA players go broke. So we'll play it now.
$117 million in his NBA career, yet recently claimed he was in financial trouble. Is he going to be the next athlete to file bankruptcy after retiring? We'll find out today. This is a nice car, right? This one is beautiful, too.
Oh, we can't. They're saying we can't share this. They can't see the screen. Really? Can you guys not see it? Hold on. Let me double check. Oh, the live stopped, I think. Hold on. Oh, wait, maybe it's still going. Hold up. No, it's still going. The screen isn't sharing, though. I don't know why. Now I can. Can you guys hear it, though, at least? Okay, I guess we'll play. Ooh,
Trevor has both, one for him and one for his wife, which totals $11,000 a month in expenses.
Just why can I see it up there?
It's for the cars. Trevor also invested his...
They say we can't see it.
Money in real estate.
It's weird, because I'm wondering if there's... Hold on. Maybe it's one of these... I'm going to try something and see if this works. Do you know? You know? Yeah, I'm clicking number two, but it's still not... Like, I can see it up there, but I can't see it. It's on the live. It's not matching. I don't know why. Picture in picture? Maybe that'll work. No, you can go. It's fine with the...
We'll stay in businesses, so we'll get a...
Yeah, see, I don't know, because I think it needs to go to where the red is, but I don't know what we have to click. Guys, give me one. Oh, my producer's calling. Let me see what he says. Give me 1 second, guys. Hey, is there a button you know I have to click? Cut? Okay. Oh, I think we got it. Okay, let me see if this works. Dang, I thought I was switching them the whole time. Wait, let me see if it worked. Okay, right now it should. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I see your screen.
Yeah, okay, you do? Okay, cool. I'm going to hang up now. Thank you. All right, guys. So let's see. Cut. So I think now it's on the screen. Okay.
Glimpse into the lifestyle of the rich and famous. Trevor had an outstanding career that lasted 18 seasons. He even won a title with the Lakers when they defeated the Celtics in 2009. Despite never making an all-star team or even being the number two option on a contender, Trevor still received contract after contract. He entered the NBA when AI meant an undersized overachieving MVP in Philadelphia and left when it meant the robots are coming. Trevor never had a massive contract, but he was a steady multi-seven-figure earner for over a decade. Ex-Lakers star Trevor Ariza cannot maintain luxury lifestyle months after NBA retirement, pleads for low child support payments. These headlines have unfortunately been very common throughout the history of the NBA. This is Trevor and his ex-wife Bree Anderson Ariza. I found the income and expense declaration from Trevor's ex-wife for their court dispute. She filed for divorce in September 2022. She indicated that she has not had a job since 2008. She lists herself as having zero income. She lists current assets.
Can we talk about, just for a second... I don't understand, if you're going to leave the father of your children, why? Like, shouldn't you then assume you have to work? Like, I understand, like, you married rich, but, like, wouldn't it make sense if you only got to be a stay-at-home mom and, like, the benefit of his money if you stay with? Could we maybe even make a deal where you got to stick it out till the kid's, like, 10? I just... At that point, if you're leaving, I would assume you hate this guy so much you're ready to work forever. Like, I don't know why that wouldn't be the assumption. And, you know, ladies, feminism's helped us out. I mean, you can go be a nurse. You can go start an OnlyFans. You can do anything these days. So, you know, I get a little frustrated when... because this is what I always get. I always have women, they always say, I gave up my career to be with a man, right? But they never give up a good career. Like, if they had any semblance of a future, like, they would have picked that. But because they were like, the choice was watching, like, kids at school or something. Or, I'm guessing, is there a tech issue? Because my producer's calling me. Did I mess something up? You only see the computer screen. Oh, shit. So, no. Okay, wait.
No.
Yes. Now? Okay, now I'm back. Okay, now I see. Okay, sorry. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. Sorry, guys. You guys know me in the tech. But going back to what I was saying, I think there needs to be a bargain here. Look, I don't believe in, like, men being deadbeat dads. I think that's wrong. But some of you guys are your deadbeat moms. And you decided, I want to take his money, not work. And half the time, they don't even want to watch the kid either. They'll get like a nanny. And I'm like, what are you doing all day? Like, it just might be time to get a job. I feel like if you're going to not work, I need you to stick it out. One more time? I'm good now? Oh, okay. Okay. I'm gonna go back.
Assets of just under $15,000 in cash and access to a $4.7 million property. Of note in box 9 is change in income. My financial situation has changed significantly over the last 12 months because respondent denies me access to our accounts. Only have one joint account, which has only...
It's the screen now.
Only paid for... Okay. Car leases. Bree is asking for financial support while she takes care of the kids, which doesn't sound like an irrational request, but let's check out their spending. She lists her average monthly expenses as $55,272. While living in California, someone would need to be earning around $1.3 million per year just to cover that expense number. $18,000 towards a mortgage, $5,500 in child and health care not covered by insurance, $9,000 a month towards groceries and food. That food better come with...
$9,000 a month in food. What are you eating? Is she gonna be like the next woman on my 600-pound life? That is a lot of money. That is a lot of money. I feel like, okay, if you don't have a job, couldn't you cook? Isn't it time where you can get a big bag of rice, some chicken. You know,
anti-aging vitamins, completely organic, and makes you feel incredible for $9,000 a month. In Vegas, you can live in the nicest part of town if your mortgage is $9,000 a month, let alone just your food budget. $24,000 a month for utilities, taxes, and insurance for their LA property in what appears to be a San Diego property. A big reason for celebrities and athletes having a...
I just think, okay, if you're getting a divorce, this is what I would expect, okay? If you're going to divorce, right... I would expect that I hate this guy so much, I'm gonna work forever and live in an apartment. That would be what I would assume the future would be. But, now you can like do nothing just for getting pregnant. That's like the easiest thing to do ever. Do you just get pregnant? Oh my gosh.
A bloated lifestyle budget is multiple luxury houses that cost so much.
Okay, they shop at the most expensive grocery store. What are these grocery stores charging? I don't even understand. Like, I'm trying to think. So $9,000 a month. I'm going to do the math on this. So $9,000 a month. What is that a day? So let's do divided by 30 days. $300. That's $300 a day. That can buy you like a whole thing of groceries. I guess maybe if you're going to like 5-star restaurants, I could see how that would add up. Okay. I guess that's how people burn through.
Just to own, with no rental income offsetting the cost, the house has become a massive liability. Trevor learned the value of financial protection, and I'm going to share with you the value of identity protection, which is why I partnered with Aura. When I first used Aura, I was impressed in information. This prevents password theft, financial fraud, or getting hacked, exposing your information. If you want an all-in-one protects your devices from malware, then start your video. $3,700 a month for clothes and laundry, $5,000 a month for vacation and gifts. This
$5,000 a month on vacation. Don't. These women are not watching these kids. You're not going to convince me they're spending a lot of time watching these kids.
This is the lifestyle of the wealthy. It's hard to understand spending that much money if you aren't at that income level, but I'm sure it's easy to spend it if you got it. Savings and investments are only $500. I don't think Dave Ramsey or Graham Stephan would approve of this budgeting. Miscellaneous and household staff of $5,000 per month. Whenever you're spending $5,000 a month on vacations, of course you need to match that with a staff member to attend to your house when you're gone. Jokes aside, many wealthy homeowners in the area Trevor lives in have personal security at the house or have caretakers for their kids. She lists $100 towards charity. It's nice to see that they give back a little. I personally couldn't find any wiggle
room. Okay. If you're not working, why do you need a nanny? Like what? If all you're doing is taking money from him, and you don't have a job. I just don't understand where the nanny is needed. Aren't you taking the money so you could spend time with the kid? You just are not going to convince me that these women are watching them. You're just not. I am not buying
room
this.
In their budget, so it's good to see some allocation to charity. Now let's see Trevor's submission to see the differences. His last employment was with the LA Lakers, where he was getting paid $192,000 a month. It's always funny thinking of athletes as employees because they earn so much money, but they are. They are W-2 employees, as he lists here. Trevor claims an additional $5,000 a month income from various LLCs and $8,300 a month on average from interest. While that sounds like a nice passive income source, only having around $13,000 coming in every month after making $117 million in his career is pretty unacceptable and clearly not enough to cover living expenses. Trevor states his financial situation has changed significantly as he's no longer employed as a professional basketball player.
Oh, I see the chat's weighing in. So they're saying she needs a nanny so she can go out and look for the next simp. That is a tough job. Okay, that's why the nanny is needed. They said every housewife's dream is a nanny. Okay.
Thirds of NBA players go broke or whatever the percentage is because they don't prepare for life after basketball. Just investing $20 million out of the $117 million earning 5% every year would mean he'd be bringing in $1 million passively every single year for the rest of his life. Trevor lists his assets as $873,000 in cash, $1.6 million in stocks, and $6 million.
I'm getting some insights from the chat. They're saying they spend all their days in hair salons and partying with the girls. It's important.
And house and business equity. I know this is a lot of money to me and you, but this is horrific if this is all he has after earning $117 million. I'll tell you why in a second. He lists his total monthly expenses as $112,000. I want you to consider this. Someone spending $100,000 a month will run through $1.2 million in cash in 1 year. Someone like Trevor, who lists only a couple million in assets, will be completely broke within a couple years based on what he's listed in this court document. $8,900 a month in childcare to someone named Daphne, a different woman than Bree, his ex-wife. $6,700 a month for his children's education and clothes. $12,000 a month for vacation and gifts. $19,000 to other, and $23,000 for the following. $10,700 goes towards his and his ex-wife's Rolls Royces. He pays $3,400 a month for a Maybach and another $1,700 for her new Cadillac. $16,000 a month just in car payments to give you an idea on how
holy crap, $16,000 a month in car payments.
Insanely stupid this is. In California, you'll need to earn around $350,000 a year just to pay your income taxes and car payments. He also lists $6,500 towards a personal gym. I don't know what that includes, and it does sound a little insane, but it's the only expense that reasonably makes sense to me. He was a pro athlete, which means his body and training were paramount to his earning capacity, and he can't work out at any kind of public gym. He's paid his attorneys $81,000 so far and owes another $86,000. If you watch my channel at all, then you know I love calling out the ludicrousy of legal bills. His lawyers verified payment statements and made a few important phone calls or emails or who knows what and billed $170,000. Trevor does include attachments to 11 different LLCs that he allegedly has an ownership interest in. He only lists $5,000 a month coming from one of the Wild Wings restaurants. I am aware that Trevor may be attempting to reduce his income on these documents to avoid having to pay Bree as much as the law may dictate, but I can only go off what he's provided. He lists the profit and loss for what I believe are his restaurants. They collectively gross $14 million in 2022, so it's not a failing investment, but his Form 1065 indicates a passive loss of over $700,000 for the year. Trevor is seen flying private in his most recent Instagram post.
Okay, so he's growing broke and still flying private? My dad has worked his whole life and never flown private. Oh my gosh.
Likely he's chartering a jet for him and his son if he's on the verge of bankruptcy. But his finances don't indicate someone that can keep this current lifestyle going for long. Athletes don't go broke during their playing days. They go broke when their income goes to zero when they retire. And the inevitable divorce happens. Buy expensive real estate as a second property. Lease exotic sports cars. Spend $100,000 a month on who knows what. Spend $9,000 a month on child support to someone who isn't your ex-wife. Spend $13,000 a month for child support to your ex-wife. Basically, everything stupid you can do as a professional athlete, Trevor has done. I certainly don't enjoy seeing ex-athletes struggle financially, so I hope Trevor isn't the next in line. But these guys are so bad with money, it's pathetic. If any athlete is watching this, stop having kids with multiple women. Stop getting married during your playing days. You will get divorced and she will get half. Multiple baby mamas and divorce are the ultimate wealth destroyer for athletes. Think about this. If you make $100,000 a year, California takes half, and then you end up getting divorced when she takes half. At the end of the day, after your living expenses, after your baby mama child support payments, an athlete may only be taking home 10% of what they actually earn over the lifetime of their contract. Unfortunately, Trevor is the next athlete to end up in a headline about financial troubles, and I hope he's going to do okay.
I wonder why they don't see the older athletes and choose to postpone getting married. I wonder why they still do it. I guess Jimmy Butler's having baby mama trouble, too. This hits home because I went to an NBA game once for the Chicago Bulls, and he was there. I don't know if he still played. Oh, he plays for the Heat now? I don't even know. I don't follow it.
Hey, come on in. Sit down. Let's talk about Jimmy Butler and his child's mother. Okay. So Jimmy Butler has three children with his child's mother. He and her were never married. I believe that the first child was born in 2019, and then there was another child in 2022, and then there was another child in 2023, if I'm reading the court documents correctly. Now, he is currently paying her $55,000 a month in child support. They reached an agreement late 2023 where they addressed custody, visitation, and child support. Now, it appears that she is demanding that he pay an additional $10,000 a month for the nanny. So that would bring his total up to
I would pay for a reality TV show where you watch these women try to get jobs. And like really difficult ones. Like, you know, because if she's asking for another $10,000 a month and she's able to live off of the child support she already has, there's no gratitude in this. She needs to go back and learn the value of money. You know, what would you guys have her work in this reality TV show? Put it in the chat. I want to know your thoughts.
$65,000 a month in child support.
$65,000. So she has $55,000 a month. She's trying to go to $65,000. She's saying $55,000 isn't enough. This is insane.
So this is based off of, I believe, his most recent contract, which was $168 million. So if you were to break that up, then $55,000 a month, $65,000 a month really isn't that much.
Oh my gosh.
But you have to wonder, how is she getting $55,000 a month? What are the needs of the children that so requires $55,000 a month? And so we don't know.
And you know what's interesting? You know what I love? Whenever a guy is successful, the ex-wives will always take credit. Like, they'll be with him for like 5 years and take credit for all of his success the rest of his life. You know, like Jeff Bezos? His wife was like doing admin work and they give her the credit of Amazon because she was like an assistant. She was doing admin work in the back. But the thing is, the men, this is what the men do. They lie to the women because they love the women, right? So they're in a relationship, they're in love, and they're like, yes, baby, I couldn't do it without you. He knows that he could do it without her. He knows damn well he could do it. But he's got to lie to make the woman feel good, right? And this is the problem, you guys. Then in divorce court, what she does is she's like, see, he said he couldn't have did it without me. But Jeff Bezos made more money after the divorce, where Mackenzie just lost it. So, I mean, let's just call a spade here.
What we do know is that he has filed a motion with the courts this year, and he is saying that they were never married. She was never his wife. So she doesn't get to live like an NBA player's wife. She gets child support for the maintenance of the minor children and to take care of all of their needs and ensure that their living standards are comparable to when they are with him. but he is not responsible for financially taking care of her, as they were never married. So $55,000, a part of that should go towards the fees for the nanny. So if you're getting 55,
so you guys just know it's so funny. Okay, so I did a show with Brittany Renner a while back. Now you guys know Brittany Renner, she's a well-known baby mama, right? I mean, that's, I forgot who her baby daddy is. It's some guy that's in the NBA. PJ Washington. She went for the, you know, this is what the older women do. So they'll be like a really hot 25-year-old. And they'll be just waiting for these 18, 19-year-old guys to graduate college and be drafted. And she was on it. She was ready. And these guys, you know, these women run circles around them because, I mean, they've been waiting. They've gone through half of the NBA, so they already know all the tricks. They know how to get them to fall in love or whatever. I guess the one state she chose to have a kid in had a cap on child support. I don't know. This is just what I heard. I heard she doesn't get more than $2,500. This is alleged. She freaked out at me on this last show because I was talking about how women make poor financial decisions. I didn't know she was going to take this personally. I didn't really know what she was going through. Lo and behold, news reports come out. She starts saying it's a cap at $2,500 a month. Can you imagine? They go through all the work to like prey on the young NBA players. They go have the kid, and they didn't even take the time to Google the state that they're in. Oh, that's so funny. And it's great because they shouldn't be doing that anyway, right? That's the wrong thing to do. But like if you're gonna go do the wrong thing, you would, like, it's like, imagine somebody goes through the work of trying to rob a house, right? And they go into this neighborhood, like they go into this big house and they break in and they break the law and they do all this crazy stuff to get there. And they get in there and find out there's nothing valuable in the house. It's like you just would think that. It's not that you're condoning the behavior, right? You just would think they would do all that work. You would at least Google the reward. But, you know, you can't. Yeah, she is a demon. I mean, insane.
$1,000 a month, or $55,000 a month. And then on top of that, you have a nanny for an additional $10,000 a month. Then what are you doing when the children are with the nanny? Why are you not working?
So this is what I think a lot of the high earning like mothers do, like that either get a lot of money from the husband or make a lot themselves. There's this idea that women love children, right? And I just, you know, everyone thinks I'm crazy when I say this, but I don't really think they do as much as, you know, they say they do. Now, why do I think that? Number one, women are more violent towards children than men. So that's the most likely person to abuse the child is either the mother or a guy that the mother brings around. So what they try to do is they try to make it seem 50-50 because the second most likely person is the stepdad. But if you look at biological parents, it's most likely to be the mother. That's number one. Two, the kids turn out better if the dad has custody. So what does that tell you? The dads are more invested. And number three, these women that have the money to get nannies to raise their kids. So, you know, the question is, it's like they want a lot of, and not all, there are really great mothers out there, so I'm not saying all, right? But there's at least a significant portion that what's important to them is looking like a good mom. So they go to the events, they go to this, but then these divorces come out. The same thing happened with Hillary Crowder, right? Hillary Crowder called Steven Crowder an abuser. And on her Instagram, it's like her with the kids. It's this whole account dedicated to being a good mother. I read their court documents. The nanny was working 60 hours a week. You can't convince me that this woman was spending time was invested in the child, right? So a lot of them, they want to look like a good mom. They want the clout of the kid, right? They can't get the like attention from their looks anymore because they're getting old. You get fat, whatever. And so what they do is they have a kid and they get attention from that. And it's really not fair to the children because it's like fathers, they're just in general, they just tend to be better people. They're just more invested. They don't really care about clout. They're not the type to like, I mean, there's a reason why we over-celebrate Mother's Day and under-celebrate Father's Day, even though the father is the most influential person to the child. So let me keep going with this.
Why do you not have employment? Mr. Butler...
I'm asking the same thing. Why is she not employed?
...is not responsible for her lavish lifestyle. The lifestyle and the maintenance is for the children, and only for the children. And that includes fees as it relates to child care. So that is what they are back in court of.
So I have a friend who he ended up winning custody of his kid in court. And he got primary custody. So he started off like every other weekend with the kids, and it happened like right after the kids were born. And somehow I think the mother like got into a DUI or something with the kid. So he ended up getting primary custody. And you know what he told me? He said, I couldn't believe how much easier watching the kids was than I thought. Now, I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I don't have kids. But, like, it just amazed me, like, hearing his perspective. He's like, yeah, I kept hearing my whole life that being a mother was the hardest job in the world, that this was so difficult, that I couldn't do it. And I thought I was going to be overwhelmed, and I was just surprised at how much easier it was than I thought. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, right? I'm just saying this was his point of view. So... yeah, I'm not. And so with a nanny, it's like 50. What do you need 65K a month for? Even the liberals should agree with me on this. 65K.
So as we get updates, I'll circle back around and keep you posted.
Okay.
But that's what happens, guys. You got to be more careful. All right.
Okay. Then next we got athletes paying the most in child support. Okay, I gotta turn off the sound on this one because otherwise it's copyrighted. Okay. So the 10 athletes paying the most child support. We got Eddie Curry, $16,000 a month, $192,000 per kid, or per year, sorry, pays for one kid. Wow. $200K. What do you guys think would be a reasonable amount? Or you would say that's reasonable per kid. I accept that. Although my mom told me, because I'm one of 10, my mom told me that every additional kid costs less money because you got you figure out the cheaper systems and you can do hand-me-downs. A lot of times schools will have group discounts. I'm curious what you guys think in the chat. So we got Tiger Woods, $20K a month. Vladimir Guerrero, $25K a month. I think some of these we did earlier. Antonio Cromartie, $28,000 a month. Brutal. Oh, this is so brutal. Okay, so this story was funny. So apparently this guy, he went in with a generous offer of child support. And he said, it's fine, I'll give $20K a month, it's fine. Then he upped it to 30. And the wife just kept asking for more and more and more and got it slashed to less. So let's see. Am I not? Oh, it's my sound thing here, hold on.
I mean, four, I'm paying four
okay,
for-
let me start over.
Okay, so you personally, with all the child support that you've paid on two kids?
Four
kids.
Four on record. Yeah. I mean, four. I'm paying four for child support. I'm paying child support for all five. But with Laura, it's four.
Oh, okay. You have five kids total. Yeah.
But
okay.
One, I'm not on the system, you know.
Okay. Got it. Have you paid exactly what you owe, or do you technically overpay and you know, I'll also get school and I'll get extra clothes?
You're gonna, okay. So.
All right. Someone says $500 a month max. For one to three kids, it's not supposed to be alimony. Our system is designed to destroy marriage. Do you think a lot of women would figure out a way to work it out if there was a $500 cap?
Yes.
My original case, this is what used to make me frustrated to all the women out there on her side. The judgment was $20,000.
For four kids.
For four kids.
$5,000 a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
I was happy with that.
Yeah.
Because she was trying to go for $244,000.
So 20,000 times 12, That's $240 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she wanted mediating. And I'm at, mediate, okay. I told her, the retired judge, why am I here? I love with $20,000, I'm fine. What the f- am I here for? Yeah. I don't want to negotiate. So whatever they say, no. I'm saying no to all of it, right? No.
Okay,
no.
So what did they try to pitch to you?
They were trying to pitch me that, you know, I need to pay for her ring, like, It was just all this, just a whole bunch of nothing, right? Okay. So the judge was like, listen, if they're money hungry on that side, won't you just ask for more time with the kids? You throw a little bit more money, you get more time. So I said, okay, 50-50 summers. And then I want this, and I'll put in $15,000 extra.
A month?
Yeah.
So you go up to 35.
So I bumped it up to 35.
Okay.
And then I paid for school.
On top of that.
On top of that, which made it 44. So I was originally
at 20.
At 20.
Okay, so he offered 35K a month plus school. Okay, 35K a month plus school.
To 44.
And she just had to go for more.
I went up to 44.
Okay. That's a lot.
Right? And then, you know, and then the probably like a month later, she fouled again. she kept fouling.
So 44 wasn't enough.
No, because she figured, oh, if it's at 44 from him, then I can tell the judge, like, ooh, I need more. Because, and the judge was like, I have to go by what's on paper. So if you're going to keep coming here, I'm going to have to drop it down to the real number. Mm. Like it's better to attract bees with honey than vinegar. Right? So that was the whole thing. So I'm like, I'm loving this judge. Right? And then eventually we win, and the judge went from 44 to 7,100.
So she could have had $44,000, and then she got 7,000. That's so funny.
Whoa. So you went from 20 to 44, back down to 7,100. So she lost a third of her original.
On her fouling. Not
on her fouling.
It was her fouling.
How angry was she when she got that 7,100?
It was...
You got to be angry. You're not going to tell me she just brushed that off.
No, of course not. That's why we don't get along now, because it's like, why am I going to give you a chance for more at me again? Mm. So, you know, like, there's no, like, you parent from there, I'll parent from here. So I pay more because I still take care of the kids. I buy the kids all their clothes and shoes and do all that stuff.
Dang, that was a fun story. That was hilarious. Okay, now last clip we got for the day. We got a woman talking about her her court battle with her NFL. So it's NFL or NHL baby daddy. It's getting to a sad place when we're getting more baby mamas than wives.
Want to see what my NFL baby daddy gives me for child support each month? Here's a bit of background info before I share. My ex played in the NFL for 12 years. He has a working farm that he's done a TED Talk on. A couple years ago, he was given an award by his alma mater, the University of Georgia, an award to celebrate his entrepreneurial success. We have two kids together, a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, and we've been locked in a court battle for 4 years now. Custody was just settled earlier this year, and we are still figuring out child support. The reason why it's been 4 years is because he's not been cooperative and has not turned over simple things like tax returns for his businesses and whatnot. I have the kids the majority of the school year. During the school year, he gets them every other weekend, and then summer is split. He refuses to pay half of their extracurricular activities. And since I have them for the majority of the school year, the bulk of all of their school year expenses also has to get paid by me. Want to see how much I'm getting each month?
Yeah, so again, this is just entitlement. If you want to leave, it's totally fine. I'm really not of the opinion that we should ban. At one point I had the opinion that we should ban no fault divorce, okay? And I changed my mind. And the reason I changed my mind is because there's so many men in like these miserable marriages. And I just think they deserve to be able to leave. Do you know what I mean? I don't think it's fair, because what the women will do is they'll, like, they'll get into the marriage and then pull the fat grenade, or they'll have one personality before and then switch it after. And now he's stuck. I'm like, that's not fair. And, you know, I'm sure there's, you know, men that do that too. I just have never met one ever, and I've never heard that as a complaint ever, but I'm sure it happens. So when women like this come out and they say, my ex doesn't pay for anything, he's this, he's that, he's abusive, you got to ask the question as to why. And nobody asks. Generally speaking, when you do an amicable divorce and you just leave and you say, look, I don't like you anymore. They want to go bang the personal trainer or whatever it is, the musician. They say, look, I gotta go do that. But we can just call it quits. We can just be pals. Men generally are pretty supportive. They're like, okay, I'll go date the younger, hotter woman. You're kind of annoying anyway. I mean, they're sad, right? But like, the problem is, they destroy these men's lives and then expect the guys to be like nice to them and expect them to be cooperative. Some still are. But in my experience, when the women tell the story like that, the catch is he's not being cooperative because I destroyed him and made his life hell for 3 years. So now he's not that nice to me. It's like, wow, it's like Pearl's talking about my ex. Hey. Hey, you know, I'm traumatized a little bit, I'll tell you what, because I went into this and I was like, I don't know why men are saying they don't want to get married anymore. I'm like, that's a weird thing to say. My parents are married. What the? It's weird, right? And then I just kept interviewing these guys and I kept thinking there were like these special women that like don't do this stuff. I'm like, no. The women around like where I grew up, they didn't do that. And then I thought back and I'm like, holy crap. My friend's dad, who was deployed, I bet he wasn't actually abusive. I bet she just said that. And then I would kind of like, I would go back and then I would interview these guys. And like, I would interview one guy from like a super Catholic background. Woman did the same thing. I'd interview one from a Muslim background. The woman did. And really what I concluded was this is just a roll of the dice. You never really know what you're going to get until she's got the kid. And then you see her true character, unfortunately. But let me know what you guys think in the comments. Please make sure you like the video on your way out and subscribe to the channel. Thank you guys for bearing with me on the... I forget sometimes to do the switcher thing. So thank you for bearing with me. We're in the new studio today. And thank you to the staff here. I'll do one more round of applause because you guys did a great job. So. Woo! Thanks for watching, guys. Like the video on your way out and subscribe to the channel. And I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.